We've got our 92.3 The Fan pregame coverage. We've got our network coverage. We are all over the place tonight, as we are for each and every Browns game, as we've been for the past few years. It's outstanding. We love being the home of the Browns, and we love being able to bring you all the content you possibly need when it comes to the Browns, who will open the preseason tonight with Shedeur Sanders as their starting quarterback. And obviously, Shedeur probably wouldn't normally be in this spot if the Browns didn't have injuries. Joe Flacco sitting this one out. He's healthy, but the Browns have chosen not to play most of their starters. We'll get into that at some point during the show. Kenny Pickett is hurt. Dylan Gabriel is hurt. And I think they just believe that. And obviously, Deshaun Watson is hurt. But Tyler Huntley, I think if Tyler Huntley, and you tell me if you agree or disagree with me on this, Dan, and I know that Daryl Ryder would agree with me on this because we talked to him about it yesterday. If Tyler Huntley was up to speed and had only been here more than 48 hours, he probably would be getting the first half of this game. But that's not the way it shakes out. Shedeur Sanders will get the start. And so do you agree with that? Let's start there. Do you think if Tyler Huntley was healthy, he'd be starting tonight?
Absolutely. And I only say that because I want, and I think the Browns think the same way that we all are with a lot of this. We want Shedeur Sanders to succeed. And I think every Browns fan could say, we want Shedeur Sanders to succeed. Why? Because if Shedeur Sanders succeeds, that means the Browns may possibly have a quarterback. And that's what all of us want. That is the odyssey that we have all been on for 26 years. So if that's the number one thing with this. If Tyler Huntley was here, yeah, he would start. Why? Because the Panthers are going to play their starters maybe for a series or two, and then we'd see their second string, and then that way Shedeur Sanders can go up against the third and the fourth string. And that way he can look good, he can build some confidence, but hey, that's not how the dice fell. Opportunity arises, let's go.
If I'm Carolina, I don't know how long I'm leaving my first team defense in. I don't. What do you gain if you're Carolina, if you're going up against the team's third string offense and you're the first, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I
just feel good. Okay. Yeah, we feel good. We beat up vibes on a team's third string offense. I'm getting them out there. I'm getting their work in and I'm getting them off the field. If I'm Carolina tonight, there's not a lot of messing around with my starters. I know they want to play their starters tonight and that's fine, but they're out and they're out. Like, you're on the field. We're going to do a drive. And as long as you look somewhat successful, you're off the field.
My guess would be it's good vibes mixed with getting used to, okay, this is the play call. This is what it's going to sound like. This is how we're going to operate, like, on both sides of the ball. It is getting those reps when you've got people yelling in the stands, and it's kind of a little bit tougher to hear than it is at practice, no matter how much, you know, gray noise you shoot in there. It still kind of gets you into that flow. Like, I can understand where they would come from and going, all right, let's start these guys. Like, just to get those reps and get those ideas in. On the Shedeur side of things, though, because that's, okay, I know where everybody is pointing.
Right.
Have you heard this discourse floating around that the Browns are not putting Shedeur Sanders in a position to succeed?
You mean overall or for tonight's game?
Just overall and tonight's game. Like, tonight's game just being another example of how the Browns are not putting him in a position to succeed.
Have I heard it? Yeah, I've heard it. Do I believe it? No. At the end of the day, he's a fifth-round draft pick. He's not a first-round draft pick. He's not a second-round draft pick. I can keep leading you on with more numbers. I'm not doing that. Tell me a team in the NFL that's setting their fifth-round or lower quarterback in a place for success by not playing them and giving them the opportunity to learn. A fifth-round draft pick, the best way to have success for them is to kind of understand what the system is. How things work, where you're going with this thing. I think that Shedeur Sanders, I'm hoping the man, he was the steal of the century in the fifth round. I'm hoping for that. And he's going to get, here's the thing. I mean, he's extremely lucky. He's getting the chance to show us what he can do tonight. So I know people probably don't want to hear this, but the organization's going above and beyond on this one. He's a fifth round draft pick at the end of the day. It's hard. You know, it's hard. I want him to be great. I'm not against Shedeur Sanders. That's the whole thing. But if you're saying, are they putting him in a position to succeed? Well, fifth round draft pick. The way to make him succeed is to make sure he knows the system. So when he's ready and the time is there for him to get the opportunity, which most first, second round quarterbacks that haven't been picked out of the first or second round don't get that opportunity. unless it's mop-up time at the end of the game. I mean, he's got a golden opportunity tonight. And yes, he's got to face adversity. He doesn't have the best wide receivers with him. He's not going to have the best offensive line with him. Is he going to have the best running back? No. But they're giving you a chance to go out there and show how hungry you are, how good you can be against the first team. If Shedeur Sanders goes out there and lights it up with this offense against their first team defense, hell yeah, you got an argument coming up on Monday. People are going to be like, why isn't Shedeur Sanders? And you know what? You're right. You're right. I give it to you. But your point on are they setting him up for success? What fifth-round drafted quarterback is set up for success this early in their career?
It's a great point. I mean, it's the great thing that has come with this is they're like the people who are out there defending him saying that this is a poor situation, I don't think they totally understand the situation. And maybe it's because I've got Mike Martz in my head. Remember we had my coach Martz on probably about 2 weeks ago that was? Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, four-way quarterback competition, I'm here for that. But let me add in the fact that it's probably not.
And guess what?
The cream's going to rise up really quick.
Can I say one thing? Like, competition, that doesn't mean it's not a weighted competition.
Yep.
That doesn't mean it's going to be a fair competition.
Exactly.
It's going to be a competition the way the people who are writing the rules of the competition want to see it play out.
It's a great point.
It's not, they said this was going to be a quarterback competition. Nowhere did I hear the word fair.
Yeah. They didn't exactly go, this will be a quarterback competition. Here are the rules that we will be competing under. Like, they did not present any of that to anyone. They just went, yeah, it's going to be a four-way quarterback competition, and we'll see where it goes from there. They could be competing for the starting job. They could be competing for the backup job. They could be competing for the third-string job, and they could be competing for the practice squad.
It's like that stupid Brady Bunch movie where the Brady's won the newer one. Well, I guess newer isn't that new, but, you know, the Brady's won the contest. Because they came out and sang, but there was no way they were better than anybody else. Yeah. But the monkeys happened to be the judges. That's why they won. I'm telling you, that's what this contest is.
So
it's the same thing as that.
So I'm with you. This whole thing of Shedeur Sanders not being in a position to succeed and all of that kind of stuff, I think is utter hogwash. And the other person who had the exact thought was Dan Orlovsky. And he went on Twitter and said this, and he said it beautifully.
Will everybody stop with the Shedeur Sanders is being set up to fail narrative? Who do you want to start the game? It's preseason week one. First option, Joe Flacco. He's played for like 20 years. He's not going to start preseason week one. The next two options would be a Kenny Pickett or a Dylan Gabriel. Both are dealing with hamstring injuries. Neither has practiced a ton recently. If they've done anything, I believe it's been 7-on-7. Who do you want to start the game? The next two options are Shedeur and Snoop Huntley. Shador's been there. Snoop Huntley just got there. So while Shedeur may not have had reps with the ones, what else do you want them to do in Cleveland? It's an opportunity for him. It may not be the ideal opportunity. Very rarely is it for a fifth round pick, but it's an opportunity for him to go out there and do in a game what many have reported he's done in practice. Stop with the setup to fail narrative.
I honestly, that's the first time I've heard that.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
It's exactly how I feel about the whole thing. This guy's being given an opportunity that no other fifth-round pick is being given. There's no setup to fail. There's only setup to succeed or setup to show where you are. Setup to show what you've learned. The expectations for Shedeur Sanders at this point throughout the NFL are low. I'm not trying to go Phelps without Phelps being here, but he's right. The dude fell to the fifth round for a reason. So they're saying, let's see what this looks like. Let's see how he looks in the huddle. Let's see if he can get the plays out. Let's see if he can make 2 to 3 really nice throws. Let's see if some of the habits in college and maybe be broken. Maybe he's not fading as much as he was in fading right the way that he was in college or holding onto the ball too long or any of that kind of stuff. Let's just see where this stands. And you know what? If we all come back here on Monday and go, this dude needs to get more reps, then my guess is he's going to get more reps because it's the preseason. There are reps to be given in preseason games, especially now that you got 2 runs of joint practices. I mean, there's a reason why he didn't play that much in joint practices. Why? Because he's going to play 50-some-odd snaps, according to Kevin Stefanski.
There you have it.
Let's go. I mean, that's my whole thing with this. I don't understand this discourse to save my soul. I don't understand why people are saying that he's being put in a position to fail. I don't understand any of it. Jason Fitz had this to say on a lose-lose situation. He said this on the Yahoo Sports podcast. And I was listening to this morning, and it just made my head spin.
This is, to me, the ultimate lose-lose for the Browns. Let me be clear. I'm not anti-Shadur. In fact, I'm rooting for Shadur at this point. I think the narrative has gone so far the wrong way on Shadur. I would love Shadur to come in and absolutely crush it. But this is a lose-lose for the Browns, because if he goes in and he's absolutely terrible, it only feeds everybody that wants to find a reason to hate Shadur Sanders. So that's negative portion number one. Also, understanding that he's coming off of missing time with a sore shoulder. How many reps is he really gotten with everybody? Like, all of these things are going to make it difficult.
I disagree. I severely disagree.
Oh, I think it's a lose-lose for the Browns too. Again, if he looks good,
I don't see it as a lose-lose.
Oh, well, the first, if he looks good, people are going to, I guess if he looks good against their first team defense, then maybe it isn't a lose-lose. If he looks good, maybe it's not a loss.
If he looks good, it looks fantastic. It looks like you might have a diamond in the rough. You may have somebody that everybody goofed up on.
If he looks bad, everyone's going to be like, well, he played with a third-team offense.
Yeah, if he looks bad, you throw your hands up in the air and you go, hey, man, he's a fifth-round pick. He's a developmental quarterback. He's developing. Like, there's a way that you can hand-wave anything that is going to take place in all of this. This is not a lose-lose. If anything, it's a win-shoulder shrug.
All right, I'll buy that. Wheels is in a car. What's up, Wheels?
Hey, guys. I don't get the point of starting Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. We already know
they're not starting. You're talking about week one?
Yeah, week one. Okay. I would give these guys opportunities. I'm in the gray on Shadur. You know, if he works out, that's great. If he doesn't, you know, it sucks. But the thing is, you got to start these young guys. I mean, what are you playing for? You're not making the playoffs this year, let's be honest.
I hear you. You can say that. Any fan can say that. But are you really going to walk up to an NFL player and go, you know what, you guys are going to suck this year, and we got a first-round draft pick, so let's just suck. Let's suck.
I mean,
let's not be good.
Why not? Like, I mean,
because shouldn't be an athlete if you're walking on the field thinking we're going to lose and I want to lose for the franchise. It's not good for your own brand.
I'm not saying they should.
Okay.
But in the reality of as a fan and what the expectations are this year, I mean, yeah, Miles wants to win. I get it. I mean, it's Miles Garrett, but he's also playing for a multi-bazillion-dollar contract, which is the only reason he stayed here.
He already got it. I mean, like right now,
he probably wants to win as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody wants
to win. You know who really wants to win? Kevin Stefanski should really want to win.
Yep. Yeah, don't even get me started on him. I think, I don't know. I think he's a mid-level head coach at best. I think we're dysfunctional because Kevin Stefanski, yeah, he's a good head coach. But he cannot reach that next level. Andrew Berry, he hasn't had many good draft picks.
We lost you.
All this points back to ownership.
Yep, it does. Everything. You're right. It's ownership. It's front office. It's ability. It's talent. It's all those things on the field. I get it. Good phone call. Appreciate it. Well thought out. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Shadur Sanders, is he being set up to succeed? He'll start tonight. First preseason game of the year. You'll hear it on 92.3 The Fan.